Welcome to the Digital Ambitiosa Podcast, the ultimate show for driven and ambitious Filipinas who want to replace their corporate jobs with a thriving digital career and live life on their own terms. I'm your Tita Shane, a certified public accountant turned online freelancer and now in the process of becoming my own boss as an online entrepreneur. I'm so honored that you chose to spend your time with me today. Now let's get into the show.
Welcome back to the show. And if it's your first time here, thank you for spending your time with us. Welcome. And nasa 6th episode na tayo. In this episode, mag-driven naman yung gagawin natin. Wala tayong list ngayon, title lang yung mag-uusap. Dahil sasagutin ko yung questions ni Chai about delegating and hiring for first team members. So parang mas masarap siya sagutin na podcast para parang nakikipag-chitahan lang sa inyo. And mas mabigyan ko ng clarity, mas makaka-explain ako dun sa mga sagot ko, di ba? Kaysa sa one question, one answer lang dun sa text. And here's what Chai asked me. Ate Shane, weakness ko ang delegation. Kaya medyo slow ang scaling ko. Any tips? My fear kasi ako na hindi kakuha ng tao yung quality and idea na gusto mong ibigay sa project. Example sa client's instruction, may mga bagay na inuulit ko kasi hindi pasok sa quality of work. So yung labas ay doble yung time na sinespend namin sa isang project. And doble rin yung nagiging expenses ko. May problem din ako with my mindset kasi parang hindi pa ako makabigay ng 100% sa lahat ng strategy ko. Takot ako na gamitin lang ako and then after babay na, back to zero na ulit. Parang dami nakakalit yun ah. Gusto ko rin magpaturo ng tactics on how to become more efficient ang workflow namin para mas mabilis. Ayan. So, medyo marami yung problema ni Chai. Chai girl, kaya ka pa ba dyan? Medyo marami yung tinatong niya. Pero kaya nga nasa podcast tayo ngayon. Kasi hihimay-himay natin yung tanong niya. And I will try to answer it to the best of my abilities. Based na sa experience ko and sa mga naging mindset shifts ko rin. Pagdating sa pag-hire ng mga tao sa company ko ngayon. So, yung unang problem ni Chai is fear of low quality work. Now, isa siguro kasi sa mga expectations natin kapag nang-hire tayo, lalo na kapag magaling, quote-unquote, yung hinahire natin is magaling siya, so pwede ko lang talaga siyang bitawan. Okay, the problem is, parang gusto naman ana natin agad na maging free tayo. Di ba sabi na freelancing daw is the road to freedom? Parang masyado na sobrang freedom naman yung ini-expect mo na pag-hire mo sa kanya, gusto mo, alam na niya agad. Alam niyo, kahit na gano'ng ka-galing yung hinire natin tao, kailangan pa rin natin siya i-train based on our own quality standards, on the client's standards, and our processes. So parang hindi pwede na dahil magaling lang siya, may portfolio siya, matalino siya, etc. Pagbigay mo ng instruction, yung expectation mo sa kanya is makukuha na niya agad, yung magbabasa na niya agad yung nasa isip mo. So parang, never expect people to be mind readers in work and in your personal life na rin. So, don't expect full leverage right away. And I think like, never expect full leverage. Ano ba talaga yung role mo as someone na nag-hire sa kanya? Nagbigay ko lang ba ng task? Tapos dapat kaya na ba niyang gawin lahat yon? No, you will always be the creative director of your team. Yun na yung magiging role mo ngayon. Wala ba na sa production floor, hindi na ikaw nagsusulat, hindi na ikaw gumagawa ng video. Pero, ikaw pa rin yung want to check nun. And there will always be revisions kahit magagaling sila. May mga mali, may mga ibang ideas, iba rin yung ideas nila. And you should expect that of them. Hindi naman na porkit magaling sila, ginarwo sila na magaling sila. Ibig sabihin nun, wala ka na talagang gagawin, di ba? The question you should ask yourself is, did I train them enough? And did I give them enough time to learn the process and the standards that I have? Part aside, this is a standards and sa process. Tayong mga creatives, we have the decision, creative decision-making process that we have in our minds na parang ito pinili ko, nilagay ko square instead of circle kasi ganito eh, ito mababalance sa kanya para masyado siyang geometric, etc. Dito siya sa left, or bakit yung mga text nasa left, nasa right, bakit yung animation ganito? Aside sa standards, may mga creative decisions tayo na ginagawa every time we do our work. So one of the things that we also have to relay to the new hire is ano ba yung mga creative decisions ko? Bakit ito yung pinili ko? Bakit si A instead of B? Diba? Bakit 1 instead of 3? So That is something that you should also train people. Kahit magagaling na sila, so pag-hire mo sa kanila, magagaling na sila, this is still something that you should train people for. Yung root cause ng fear na to, na meron to ngayon, is because mali yung expectation mo sa roles and sa training system ng yung dalawa. Okay. So, pag na-solve mo yan, I'm sure na you will be more confident in assigning tasks to them. Kaya nga kami, sa company namin, meron kaming sinasabi na parallel implementation. So, parang ibig sabihin nun, kung ako, mag-hire ako ng isang tao, kunyari yung ginagawa ko is video editing, I will still edit the video and that person will edit the video and then magko-compare kami ng output para alam ko yung creative thought process niya and then makita ko rin yung creative thought process ko. So, ibig sabihin nun, magko-compare namin ngayon and then explain sa kanya, ito ginamit ko kasi mas maganda siya pag ganito yung stock video, mas maganda pag ganito yung animation. So, na-explain ko sa kanya. Hindi lang yung template na parang may project manager lang isa sa ipapasla ko lang sa kanya tapos yun na, basta i-follow mo na yung template, okay na yun. Hindi eh, sa lahat ng output natin, sa bawat shape, element, animation, color, etc. text, may mga creative decisions dyan na nangyayari in between. Kaya pati yun, kailangan mo rin i-explain sa kanila. So I hope that give you an idea on how we can also be training for your team na hindi lang bibigyan mo standard, bibigyan mo policy, bibigyan mo process, but you can also try to parallel implementation that we do para mati yung random decisions mo, ma-impasa mo sa tao. Yung second worst naman ni Try ay yung mindset na maa-agawan siya. Kapag tinuro niya lahat, baka agawan siya nung kliyente, nung mga hinayar niya. Okay, number one, this is a very scarcity-based mindset. And ako kasi naniniwala ako sa abundance eh. So, part ng biggest pagtanaga in life is kahit magkapareho tayo ng services, kahit magkapareho tayo ng industry or niche na sineserve ng clients, you and I both, we could be successful. Pwede tayong umaman kahit na direct competitors tayo in the same industry serving the same set of clients. Kasi, ang dami-dami talagang clients sa mundo. Now, knowing that, so parang that lessens my fear. So parang as someone with pure intentions for my people and for my clients that I really want to give them the best experience for my clients, the best quality work, and for my people as well, I really try to parang give them the best conditions and also a decent salary that is very fair for them. And hindi yung parang tulad ng ibang agency na nang lolowal talaga ng mga talents and ng mga employees nila. And so, if they are someone who found each other, edi pag-date sila, diba? Edi magsama na lang sila. Parang yun iniisip ko, parang good riddance na lang. Kung lulukuhin niyo kong dalawa, parang good riddance na lang. It's a good thing na nawala kayo sa mundo. Otherwise, you'll just bring me down. You'll just bring my company down. So, parang hindi rin ako takot na mawalan ng clients at hindi ako takot na mawalan ng tao. Kasi nga, babalik yun sa core belief ko na there is abundance. What tayo pwedeng limakan. So, kahit gumalis ka, sige, okay lang. Pwede ka na daw limakan dyan. At least, nakamulong ako sa iyo, di ba? And then, pwede pa rin ako limakan. Kahit nawala ka. Or pwede ako maging successful. Kung nakaka-trigger yung word na malaman sa inyo. The next is, tayo kasi yung mga entrepreneurs, we have that entrepreneurial itch. We have that wall in ourselves na parang, you're really meant to start a company. Employment is not for you. Ako napaka-unemployable po talaga, promise. I cannot stay get any kind of job kasi nga I've always been deviant, parang alam mo yun, so iba talaga yung hinahanap ko, iba yung gusto ko, kumbaga iba yung nakadesign, alam ko na iba yung mundo na nakadesign para sa akin. And kaya lang minsan nakakalimutan natin na hindi lahat ng tao the same yung design. Some of us, we thrive in risk, we thrive in the unknown, and tayong mga may entrepreneurial itch, excited na excited tayo for the unlimited level of opportunities that we have. But there are a lot of people who are scared. And they are majority of the population. They would rather have security rather than the opportunity of having it all. Parang ganun. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that, iba-iba tayo ng pagkakadesign. Imagine mo naman lahat, di ba? Kung lahat man ng tao sa mundo ay entrepreneurs, paano na lang, di ba? So, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that we are different. And sometimes we forget na tayong mga may entrepreneurial itch, we are the minority. So, kaya bakit natakot? Kasi most of the people naman, they want security. They want to belong to a company who will take care of them. They want to be taken care of. And tayong mga entrepreneurs, we have that strength to take care of them. to take that responsibility on our shoulders na, sige, itong mga tao na i-hire ko, I will take care of them and I will try my best, lalo na kapag may breadwinner ka sa family ko, to support and provide for them and to keep them in the company for as long as you can. Also, train them for as much as you can para kumaling sila and they could also be a long-term part of your company. So, hindi lahat ng tao, remember that, hindi lahat ng tao may entrepreneurial age, hindi lahat ng tao aagawan sa ng kliyente. Next is systems. If you have systems in place kasi, tulad sa amin, because one project should be will be handled by four people. May project manager, may tagaling purpose, may graphic designer pa pala, may audio editor, and may video editor. So, parang limang tao yung dagalaw para lang ma-serve yung buong client. May copyright na ba tawa anin? Anin na tao ang dagalaw para mabuo ang isang project? So, paano aagawin ng isang tao lang yung buong client kami? Kasi hindi naman niya kaya i-fulfill yung anin. Wala namang unicorn na ganun eh. Kahit ako, unicorn ako, pero hindi ko kaya na i-fulfill yung copyright. Kasi hindi ko zone of genius noon. Diba? Kaya mo yung video editing, kaya ko rin yung graphics, pero hindi ko kaya i-fulfill lahat. So, parang yung tanong deeper is, so, paano yun, chaining? Sabihin, lahat pala yung services, kailangan, meron ako para lang magkaroon ako ng ganitong system. Hindi rin. Kasi, ito yung next na sagot ko sa'yo. There are three different skills, okay? Pag nag-build ka ng business. Number one is the skill of client fulfillment. Ito na yung mag-deliver nung lahat ng kailangan ng client. Ito yung video editing. Ito yung nasa ops operations. So, that's the skill of fulfillment. Tayong mga trainer, dito tayo nagsisumula. We acquire the skill, we fulfill the client, and then nag-deliver tayo ng services natin. May mga output tayo na pinapadala sa kanila or may nidigay sa kanila. And after some time, gumagaling tayo dito. Gumagaling tayo dito to the point na nakakalimutan na ito. Okay? Iba, yung skill of fulfillment sa skill of client acquisition. Nagsisend ng proposal, nag-i-interview, nag-propose ng deal. Ibang skill yun. Okay? And iba rin yung skill of entrepreneurship. Deciding fast. Knowing when to pivot. Ano na ngayon yung services na inibigay natin? Ito yung nangyari sa mundo. May mga AI na. Paano mag-adjust yung whole company? That is the skill of entrepreneurship. So parang, yung napaka-focus namin sa skill of the fulfillment, yung sa dinidiliver natin service, nakakalimutan natin na, ay oo, kasi kahit naman pala magkapareho kami ng skill, kapag iba naman kami mag-usap sa client, iba naman yung way namin of communicating to the client, siya rin yung magiging resulta namin. Iba rin yung entrepreneurship skill ko. Iba rin yung way of understanding trends. And yung courage ko to pivot right away, to change the direction of company right away. Kasi may mga ganitong trends here, may AI, may mga bagong technology. That is part of building an entrepreneur kapag nag-start ka na mag-build ng team. So don't focus too much on the skill of delivering the service. Kasi once you have a team, hindi na yun yung trabaho niya. And even if na-understand nila buong system, nakuha nila buong skill, they still do not have your client acquisition skill and your entrepreneurial skill. And that is something that will really grind your company. Hindi lang yung skill of delivering the service. So sana na-change na yan yung mind nyo, na kayo masyadong matakot, okay? And lastly, sabi niya, paano daw ba magiging efficient yung workflow? Alam mo, you will never have an efficient workflow if you do not trust your people. Bakit? Magbibigay ka ng task. Yung task na yon may limang subscript. Pag wala kang ano, sabi na sa inyo, di ba? Anim yung tao ko. Pag wala akong trust dun sa mga tao ko, lahat ba yun, iti-check ko, di ba? Or, okay, sige, lahat iti-check ko. Iti-check na ako talaga ako ng video, ng audio, ng writing, ng repurposing. Pero, ano naman yung level of checking ko? Di ba? Kapag na-train ko na sila, ano na yung level of checking na pinagawa ko? As in ba, yung pinaka-nitty-gritty, titingnan mo pa ba yung lahat? Di ba? This will all go back to paano ko sila tinrain and what is your role as the creative director. Kasi if you do not trust your people, wala na lang ng kahit anong workflow, di talaga magiging efficient yan. Kasi gusto mo i-micromanage lahat. So the first step that you should do for you to be efficient is to let go of micromanagement. Part of efficiency, kasi the meaning of efficiency is putting out as much output using the least resources. So ibig sabihin ng paano ka magiging efficient kapag isa sa mga resources natin ay time. And yung gusto mo, lahat i-turn mo paano ba nila ginagawa yan, ano yung mga magiging output niya, et cetera, et cetera. So parang, if you want to be there in every part of the process and gusto mong i-check lahat ng step, ng process na ginawa nila, how do you become efficient in the first place? So, dahil dito sa fear mo kanina, I feel like yung efficiency mo, natatamaan. Kaya nga sabi mo yun, you are slow ka mag-scale. Kasi ito, yung efficiency mo natatamaan. And that is because wala kang trust dun sa mga tao. Hindi mo sila binibigyan nung, ano tawag si trust? Lalo ba? Wala kang tiwala. Kabud na lang ilong ba? Wala yung mga tanalog, wala kabud na mag-translate. Okay, wala kang tiwala sa kanila. Ano ang prinsip ng trust sa utak ko? Wala kang tiwala sa tao mo, kaya tuloy nagmamicromanage ka, kaya tuloy natatanggalan yung buong process mo. So efficiency starts with good training, number one. And the second is, kapag nakita mo na, na-train mo na sila ng maayos, magbigay ka ng konting trust. And don't micromanage your input. Ayan! So ayan, nasagot ko naman pala, in fairness, in less than 20 minutes. So, that is it for the day. Tell me if you loved this episode, if you would like me to answer more questions, and if you do, you have to be a member of the Digital Ambitiosa Network on Facebook, it's a Facebook group, para dun ko sagutin yung mga tanong nyo. Para sa ngayon, hanggang dito lang muna. Bye!